The Pulitzer Prizes were announced today, a month later than usual due to the pandemic. And as NPR's Neda Ulubi tells us, the prizes for journalism, fiction, and music were joined by a new category, audio.
We raise a glass to our colleagues at This American Life, who went to Mexico to talk to people stuck in camps because of the Trump administration's immigration policy.
$5.
Their story, The Outcrowd, from last November, was reported with Molly O'Toole of the Los Angeles Times, Vice News freelancer Emily Green, and of course, Ira Glass.
There's no proper sanitation. Just 5 toilets for over 2,500 people. Yellow porta potties, which get precisely as gross as you would imagine.
The prestigious Public Service Award went to the Anchorage Daily News with contributions from ProPublica for a series on small towns in Alaska that lack police protection. The New York Times won the most awards. The staff of the Baltimore Sun won for uncovering mayoral corruption. Here's reporter Luke Broadwater.
You run it down. You write it up, you're fair to everybody, you file the story. And lots of times it happens and people yawn or there's crickets, you know, but sometimes the mayor resigns.
The national award went to 2 winners, the Seattle Times for its coverage of problems with Boeing 37 MAX planes and ProPublica again for a series about Navy ships crashing in the Pacific. Reporter T. Christian Miller spoke to WHYY's Fresh Air last year.
The idea that a 30,000-ton slow-moving cargo vessel could ever collide with a $1.8 billion destroyer specifically designed to avoid threats like that, it really shook the Navy.
The Pulitzer for Poetry went to The Tradition, a collection by Jericho Brown that explores the experience of being Black and queer. He read it last year at Emory University, where he teaches.
Somebody killed. Somebody Black. I thought then of holding you as a political act. I may as well have held myself.
A biography of Susan Sontag was also among this year's winners. The fiction Pulitzer went to novelist Colson Whitehead, who just won it 3 years ago. This year he won for The Nickel Boys, based on a true story of a state-run reform school where children were abused for generations. Whitehead told NPR last year the research was heartbreaking.
You know, online there are a lot of photo archives, and you can see the White House where the kids were beaten. You can see the dormitories and the administration buildings, and it all looks very nice.
In drama, the Pulitzer went to A Strange Loop, a meta-musical about a young theater composer whose problems include being stuck working as an usher for the Disney show The Lion King.
I am a Disney usher. I'm barely scraping by. My discontentment comes in many shapes and sizes.
The musical takes on race, family, self-hatred, and triumph. And in a year already filled with tragedy, it was a surprise underdog win. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.